And Joe Biden moved on a mix of actions to undo his predecessor's legacy during his first few days in office. The president halted construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, rejoined the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord, and bolstered the means for production of COVID-19 vaccines. But the executive orders pale in comparison to the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package that he requested from Congress. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's optimistic about President Biden's COVID-19 relief bill.
We're in charge, and with even votes, we should be able to get legislation to the floor, including the pandemic relief package. As for the amount that Joe Biden has proposed, that's exactly the numbers we were talking about last summer. And at some point, the administration was talking those numbers.
Just two cabinet nominees were confirmed by week's end, much to the frustration of the Biden White House. Russia says it is willing and ready to set up a dialogue with the U.S.'s new Biden administration. A Kremlin spokesman said Sunday differences are expected to be aired, adding that President Vladimir Putin would respond in kind to U.S. willingness to talk. Moscow and Washington relations have been at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. The two sides are at odds over Russia's role in Ukraine and allegations of its meddling in U.S. elections, which it denies, among other issues. The U.S. also called on Russian authorities to release protesters and journalists detained at demonstrations supporting Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny on Saturday. Read more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi group and Saudi-backed government began UN-backed negotiations on a prisoner exchange Sunday. That's according to United Nations and Yemeni officials. The two sides have been at war for almost 6 years. The meeting in Jordan comes days after the United States designated the Iran-aligned Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization. It's a move the United Nations had warned could undermine peace efforts and worsen Yemen's humanitarian crisis. A UN chartered plane carried four Houthi officials from Sana'a to Amman on Saturday. The talks aimed to free 300 prisoners, including high-ranking officials like the brother of President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, whose internationally recognized government was ousted by the Houthis. Sources familiar with the matter made the statement. Overnight twin attacks in central Mali killed three soldiers. Five of the alleged attackers were also left dead, according to security sources on Sunday. The attacks happened near the border with Burkina Faso, an army positions that have been targeted in the past. A military source telling AFP the terrorist attacks happened simultaneously in Bokassi and Mondoro in the center of the Sahel country. India has donated millions of doses of the British-developed AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to neighboring South Asian nations. It's an unusual diplomatic initiative that analysts say aims to raise New Delhi's global profile and push back against China, which has been expanding its influence in South Asia. As the world's largest vaccine producer, India is set to be at the forefront of supplying affordable shots against COVID-19 to low- and middle-income countries. Shipments of the vaccine landed in recent days in Bhutan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Maldives, Myanmar, Mauritius, and Seychelles, just days after India launched its own nationwide inoculation program. China reported 80 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday. That's down from 107 reported on Friday. The cases were mostly in the Northeast, where some residents complained they were short of food amid an ongoing local lockdown. The numbers pale in comparison to many countries where new daily infections measure in the thousands. Masked and socially distanced and each given their own pen to avoid spreading germs, Portugal voters headed to the polls on Sunday to vote for the largely ceremonial post of president, even as coronavirus cases reach new record levels. Opinion polls show that the incumbent, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa of the center-right, is likely to win with ease. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA.
On VOA1.